This is the To-Do List of a Semi-Adult podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your weekend been?
It has been good and quiet. What about you?
Nice. Mine has been really, really good. I am moving soon. I am moving in with Michael this month. Yay. In a few weeks. I know. I'm really excited. And we bought a new couch this weekend. And I also got a haircut. And we did some cleaning of the new apartment and a lot of errand running to get ready. So it was a busy weekend, but good. We got a lot of stuff done.
Did you chop all your hair off?
I did. I chopped all my hair off into a really cute bob that I really, really like. And I put it on Instagram, so I'll link to it so people can see. But I really like it. I feel like it looks better in person than I can get a picture of. But I do really like it, and it's really fun. And I really love my hair like stylist, my person who cuts my hair. Her name is Isabel, and it's at the Indira Salon at Southport. And she is like the best because she's really pumped and excited to do different stuff with my hair. And I feel like we've talked a little bit about this before, about how like a lot of hairdressers like don't trust you, or they're afraid you're gonna freak out. And so like when I went in and was like, hey, I want my hair to be purple, she was like, all right, let's do this, this sounds awesome, like I'm excited. And so she was like really into doing fun different things. And then when I came in this time, like last time I saw her, I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna grow my hair out. And she was like, okay, cool, like we'll cut it this way and whatever, whatever. And then I came back, you know, 2 months later and was like, hey, I want to cut it all off. And she was like, all right, let's do it, like I'm ready. And so she's been really into trying different things and having fun, which I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel like that about my stylist too. Like, I feel like I finally found someone who's like listening to me, and it's totally worth it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I found my like stylist BFF like match pairing, I guess. And so I really, really like her and like going to her. And she was like really excited too. And I feel like she almost had more fun like cutting my hair than I was having getting a haircut, which is like cool.
Yeah. Like, when I chopped all my hair off, I called a new salon and was just like, I want to chop all my hair off. And she was like, okay, like we have like various levels of stylists or whatever. And I was like, well, my hair is really hard and annoying and thick and a little bit kinky. So anyone who can handle that would be good. And she like, the girl that answered the phone volunteered herself for that job, which I thought was really ambitious and awesome. Like that made me really appreciate her more. So
yeah, that's cool. I'm glad that we have good hair people.
Are you sharing your cool new couch on social media? Can we link to
that? Oh, yeah. Too? I put it on Instagram this morning. Yeah, we can totally. I'll link to the couch. It's on my Instagram. I really like it. It's orange, which is, I imagine, not for everyone. But me and Michael are really into it and really like it. And it's really comfortable and big. And I think it will go really good in our new living room. So I'm really excited about it. Unfortunately, it is a little bit on back order because they're out of stock. And so we won't get it until May, but hopefully, keep our fingers crossed, it comes in earlier. But we'll see.
Yeah. So when is Apartment Therapy's contest?
Okay. It used to be in April, but they recently pushed it back because they added like another contest to their roster. So I think last year it was more like May, maybe.
Okay.
So I don't know if we'll make it this year because we have a lot of stuff to do, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if you were going to try and make it this year or wait a year.
I feel like I always am like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then it comes around and I'm like, yeah, I'm totally going to do it. And so, you know, I don't know. But I do, you know, we have a lot of stuff to do and limited funds and money. So, you know, it depends on how much we get done and what is available, but maybe I'll just do it anyway and see what happens, and then next year we can do it again. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like I want to send you pictures of rooms with all of our furniture and have you tell me how to do it. I feel like you need to start that business.
I would like to do that. So if anyone's interested and wants me to do that for them, hit me up, because I feel like that would be a really cool thing to do and I would be really interested in it. I've actually kind of looked into like what that's like businesses that do styling or decorating or stuff like that. And I feel like I like to do it, but most people that hire decorators, it's for like a lot higher budget than,
yeah,
I don't know, than I would be able to do. So I feel like there's a market for like people who are just like not spending tons of money on decorating, but still want to live in a nice place and maybe could use some help. I feel like there's a niche for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I think, would be fun. And that's more of stuff, you know, like you shop around for stuff that works and is cheaper and do it yourself maybe. And I don't know. I kind of like that idea. So, yeah, I would totally do that for you, is what I'm saying, and anyone else who's interested.
Okay. I'm going to work on that. We just got a new dresser this weekend. AJ's aunt and uncle got a new bedroom set, and so they gave us the option to take any of the pieces they had. So we took a dresser and two nightstands. And
Nice. That's exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's not my favorite color, but it's bigger and better, much better quality than the dresser we were using. So
good.
So that is good. But now I'm not sure I like the way this room is set up at all. So
okay. Anyway. One thing at a time.
What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I was thinking we could talk about some beauty products that we like and would recommend.
That sounds great.
Okay, cool. What is your favorite beauty product that is a go-to for you?
My favorite is Neutrogena face wipes.
Oh my god, yes.
I need them in my life. I will not wash my face at night, no matter how many times I have told myself I will.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way my makeup is getting off my face in the nighttime is if I can do it very quickly and easily. And those are the greatest.
Yeah. I definitely think those are the best. I think I've tried several different kinds of wipes like that, and I really like the Neutrogena ones. I also especially like their like nighttime relaxing version, which I don't know if it's got if the only difference is the smell, like I honestly don't really know the total difference between that and their regular wipes, but both are really, really awesome and I would definitely recommend. And yeah, I think they just work the best. They like get all my makeup off the best. And
yes.
I feel like I've tried other brands.
They don't hurt my eyes. They don't dry my skin out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, my skin gets clean and not, it's not like dirty still. And it's like pretty good to my skin. And I feel like other brands like dry out a lot faster, but these still stay wet and get all your makeup off and like work good, I think.
Yeah, I have tried generic and I've tried MAC, which are like two extremes. And the generic ones like dried my skin out. Like there was too much alcohol in them or something.
Okay.
And the MAC ones are nice. Like they're just as great as the Neutrogena, but they're like, you know, double the price. So I don't really see the point.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely like the Neutrogena face wipes for sure. That's on my list too.
So that's my number one. What's your number? Is your number one the face wipes too?
I think so. And I like also like for traveling, I think they're especially good to just like stick some in a Ziploc bag and take them with you. And then if you're like traveling all day or on vacation or whatever, you can just use those like at your hotel.
Yes.
It's like really easy or while you're traveling on a plane or whatever. So I'd recommend that for like any kind of use. Or at the gym, if you're going to the gym after work, you can just like take your makeup off and then go to the gym. Anyway, so yes, they're really good. I also, and I talked about this earlier before, I really like that Stila liquid eyeliner. I use like a, I put on like a little cat eye or like a little flick to my eyeliner a lot. And that liquid eyeliner comes in like a pen. And it's really easy for me to put on and use. And I feel like it stays put the best. And I wear it all day and I have deep set eyes. So it's like, you know, like hooded eyes. So it like sometimes your eyeliner gets on everywhere else in your eye, but this I feel like once it dries it like stays put, so I feel like it's really, really good.
Do you use it on your lower lid too or just your upper?
I don't. I just put it on my upper lid because I feel like for me that opens my eyes more and looks better. So I don't really use it on my lower lid. But I would imagine it works still as good, but I haven't really tried it.
Okay. Yeah, I like to do like a clamshell. That's what was described to me, like where you just do like the out. I do the entire upper lid, but then I do like halfway to my iris. Okay. But I worry about liquid eyeliner on the bottom. I don't know why. I just feel like it won't look as good.
Do you put mascara on your bottom eyelashes too?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like it looks better for me once I have my mascara on too, because then it's not like as harsh of a line, because the mascara like,
yeah,
I don't know, blends in with it.
I need to try it though, because I'm always on the lookout for a good eyeliner, and I've yet to find one that doesn't smear everywhere.
Yeah.
By the end of
the day. I also like used a primer on my eyelid, which I didn't think I needed. And then our good friend Anna was like, no, you should try it. And the lady at the makeup store was like, yeah, you should try it. And so I did. And now it's really good. So like, I don't use it every day, but if I'm like going to be out all long day and don't want my makeup to smudge, I'll like put this primer on my eyelid, and then the eyeliner goes on that, and like, it's not moving. It is like not budging at all.
Yeah. I use, I don't use, my eyes are like super sensitive. So if I use the wrong kind of makeup, my eyes water, and then it's like pointless to have eye makeup on anyway. So I use this like MAC paint pot for my primer. Oh, okay. It's just like a neutral color, and it's like sort of clay-like. And
yeah.
And because if I use primer, I don't know what – I've tried like various brands, and it just makes my eyes water. So that's what I found. But I feel like for people with hooded eyes, it's like essential.
Yeah.
To keeping eyeshadow and eyeliner in place.
For sure. And yeah, and like I don't really wear a lot of eyeshadow because I've run into that problem. But now that I have this primer, I feel like I could definitely wear it and it wouldn't be a problem. So I should
put it on. Oh, and yesterday I put black powder just a little bit over my eyeliner. And that kept my eyeliner in place really well. So I might keep doing that.
That's a good tip. I've also used powder and used a wet brush to put it on. Which is just something different. I don't know if it stays any better or less. Maybe it stays not as good for me as a Stila, but putting powder over it's a good idea, because that's what like face powder does. So like, why not?
Yeah, like keeps everything in place.
Yeah. So that's a good tip.
I also really like MAC blush.
Oh yeah, I have some of my own, I think.
My favorite color is Desert Rose, but what I like about it is that it's super pigmented, so you don't need a lot, and it lasts forever.
That's cool.
I can't remember when I bought this blush, but I want to say, like, at least before my wedding, if not before then. So that's, like, two years. It's still going strong.
Wow.
I guess it probably has expired or whatever makeup does, but I pretty much ignore those things.
Yeah. I really like MAC. I like the quality of it, and I feel like it's like a high-end makeup that is good quality and is more expensive, but it isn't like break your leg expensive.
Yeah. I really like their products a lot, and I really like going there. I feel like the people who work at MAC are a little bit more informed than the people who work at Sephora, at least from my experience.
Yeah.
And I think it's because MAC, there's like only one product line, but for Sephora, there's like 1,000 different companies that you have to know about. So
that's true.
I don't know if that makes their jobs easier or if they're just more knowledgeable all around, but I really like their products a lot, although I've been transitioning away from them only because there's not one near my house.
Oh yeah.
I have to travel like farther than I would like for makeup, so I'm kind of not doing that anymore, but do you use any like off brand, like I like e.l.f. a lot, e.l.f.
I have used that before, but don't have a lot in there. I do use I like Burt's Bees for my chapstick and stuff like that, I like the best. And then I use Maybelline mascara. It's like the drugstore mascara that I think is like better than a lot of other fancier mascaras that I've tried. And it's like the Maybelline Falsies. And the one I use, it says like Volume Express, and it's like a flared one. And I think I use the waterproof. But I really, really like the Maybelline Falsies mascara brand. And I feel like it makes my eyelashes look really good and really long. And I've tried, like, I went to Sephora and, like, got all my makeup done, and they told me, you know, they gave me this, like, fancy mascara that I got and then tried it, and it was, like, kind of harder for me to put on. And then I took it back. I ended up taking it back, and it was, like, a lot more expensive. And then I tried this Maybelline Falsies, and it, like, looked just as good and was easier to use and was, like, $6 instead of $20.
Yeah. I think I have Mary Kay and MAC and something from Sephora mascara, and I, like, hate all of them.
Yeah.
I feel like it doesn't go on my eyes. Like, there's not enough that comes out on my eyes.
Yeah.
Eyelashes.
Yeah, I really like – this is, like, a thing I think with my eyeliner. Like, I've strayed before, and then after I did, I was like, no, I'm never using anything else but this because it, like, works. And it works good. And that's kind of what I feel like about this mascara is that, like, I feel like I found it, and it works really good. And maybe I'll try other stuff, but I'll probably regret it because it's going to be more expensive and maybe not work as good. So
– well, and brand mascara is extremely expensive.
Yeah, it really is.
I feel like it's one of the most expensive beauty products because it's like $30 for a tube.
A little tube, yeah. And like this mascara, you know, it's way cheaper, so I don't feel bad about buying it and trying it. And then, you know, it like dries out after like 6 months or something. It like gets weird, and so you have to get new mascara anyway. So like I don't feel like the $30 didn't work as good for me to make it worth buying that twice a year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to – I have one kind of falsies that I didn't like, but I can't remember why I didn't like it or anything. So I will have to try the kind that you recommended.
All right, and let me know if it works because, you know, it could work different for you or you might not like it. So let me know what you think about it. But and I read a lot of people, like, tweeted about this and said it was good, and I was like, psh, I don't know if I believe them. Like, it's just, like, Maybelline or whatever. But Maybelline's good. They're, like – a lot of people, you know, they have good drugstore products that work really good for a lot of people. So, like, I don't hate on them anymore.
Yeah, I like their nail polish, too.
Oh, I just, like, got their lipstick that I tried that I showed you, and that lipstick was Maybelline, and it works really good, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you just have to be prepared that it's not going to last as long. I mean, like, the tube won't last as long. But I feel like as far as, like, it's, like, good quality still. And I really like ELF. Like, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And our friend Anna, like, on my wedding day, like, used this, like, clear lip liner on me, which is, like, a little bit waxy. And it creates this, like, really awesome boundary between your skin and your lips so it doesn't
– yeah.
Your lipstick doesn't bleed.
I want to try that. Oh, really bad.
I'm in love with it, and I could not find it at my Target. So I don't know if it was sold out all the time or if they just didn't have it. But she ended up sending me a tube for my birthday, and it is the greatest.
Okay.
It's definitely really helpful for, like, defining your lips.
Yeah, I'm, like, trying to get more into lipstick because I, like, didn't feel comfortable using it for a long time because I couldn't get it to look right or stay on or, like, whatever. But I just got that Maybelline lipstick in Red Revival, and I think it looks good. And I think lip liner really helps me define my lip shape and helps it stay on a lot longer. I want to try that ELF, the ELF liner, just to see what it's like. But I got some other liner just at the store, and it's, like, working fine for now. But I want to try that clear one, too.
I just saw – I'll put a link up. I just saw an internet tutorial on lipstick. Mm. And it was like a 18-step process, which is like probably too extreme for me to do every day. But she had said, like, this is what I do if I know I'm going to be wearing lipstick for a really long time, like 18 hours, and it still lasts, you know. But you can pick and choose your steps for like everyday wear. But it was really detailed about like how to get a really defined, like crisp line and like the ways to prep your lips beforehand, which I thought was really interesting. So I will link to that because I think it was super helpful.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I've been like kind of experimenting. Well, I've been working from home a lot this week. And so while I was home, I was like, well, I'll just put on just lipstick today and see how that works. And then today I'll use lip liner and see how that works. And I think right now I found that the lip liner definitely helps it stay on longer. And like, so then I worry about it less, which is good if I'm going to be, like, out and about. But, like, you know, if you're just running errands, maybe it doesn't matter or whatever. But
I've been forcing myself to wear lipstick, too, because I feel really clownish in it, and I think that's ridiculous. So, like, if I force myself to wear it, I'll get used to it. And it's been helping.
Yeah, I feel like I struggled with that, too. It's, like, I felt, like, really self-conscious with it on But I've been trying, yeah, like different colors that I think are working a little better. And if I just practice at home and then see, make sure, you know, because I don't want to be walking with like half of it off during the day and not realize it. So like,
right.
Yeah, I feel like practice has been helping me feel more comfortable in it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like it. I mean, I really like it, hate it. I hate makeup, but I wear it sort of is the situation. What about eyebrows?
I fill in my eyebrows and it like changed my life and yes, I really like it better. And I use the Anastasia brow pencils, which you can get at Sephora. And I just have like a brown kind that like blends in with my eyebrows and I like it a lot.
Yeah. I use Anastasia brow powder.
Okay.
To fill in mine. I just remember the first time anyone ever did my eyebrows, like how, what a major effect it had on my face.
Like, yeah, whoa. It really is a big difference. And yeah, I like, once I figured out my eyebrows, I feel like it was like, oh, this is like so much better. Like I feel so much, it's like just a stronger impression, I think, and like cleaner or something, or like more groomed, or I don't know. It just, I feel like it's like a, makes me feel better about my eyebrows. I don't know. Which is like a weird, it's like I never thought like I would feel good about my eyebrows because it's like, who cares? But then it's like, no, this like really does make you feel good about it. Yeah. I heard like Anastasia. I think Anastasia, I've heard like a lot of people really like it and recommend that for like brow products for like different
things. I really like this brow powder and it's lasted a while. It like comes in a pack of two different colors, which I use depending on my hair color.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I feel like it gives a little bit of a softer look besides instead of a pencil, but.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure.
We both, I think, like Burt's Bees.
Yeah, I use their chapstick like, every morning.
What kind of chapstick do you use? Is it like the regular kind or is there a certain kind that you like best?
It's just the regular kind, but it's pomegranate. I don't think it's like considered tinted, but it seems a little tiny bit tinted.
That is my favorite one too, is the Burt's Bees pomegranate. I think it is a little bit tinted. It's like a little bit of like a rosy pinky color maybe. And it doesn't have that like menthol minty thing that other Burt's Bees does. So depending on if you're into that or not, this does not have that. And I really feel like it's it feels really good on my lips, and I like that subtle color, but that I don't have to worry about. It's just like a chapstick I can put on and not worry about it, and then it feels good. And that's my favorite kind for sure is like the pomegranate Burt's Bees one. I also got this like tinted Burt's Bees color that I really like, and it's, I think, a really good product. And it's the same thing where like I wanted to play around with lip color, and this is like a really good in-between from like chapstick to lipstick, because you put it on like chapstick and it has a color that I think looks good and is flattering, and it does, you don't have to worry about it like lipstick.
Yeah, but it's still, I think my nice mom color. Uses that tinted kind like you have.
Yeah, I really like it. That, and I never thought like Burt's Bees for like colored makeup stuff. I never really thought of them for that, but I really like their tinted chapstick.
Burt's Bees chapstick is like the only Burt's Bees product that I like. Like, I don't really like any of their other products at all.
Yeah, I haven't tried that many. I did try their makeup wipes before, based on a recommendation, but I ended up not liking them as much as the Neutrogena. But I haven't really tried that many of their other products. But I do love their chapstick.
Yeah, they have like some hand scrubs and stuff, and I'm just like, not really into it. I don't like the eucalyptus that they use in everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I also really, really, really love Pantene Pro-V styling products.
Okay. What kind of products do you use? Is it just like the shampoo or other stuff?
Well, so I've every stylist I've ever talked to has said their shampoo and conditioner is terrible and like has wax in it and like builds wax up in your hair, which like dries your hair out and also like makes it really hard to clean. So
I've heard that about Suave too.
Okay. So I've stopped using their shampoo and conditioner because it was drilled into my head not to, even though I maintain that my curls never looked better than when I used their shampoo and conditioner. But now I just use their like curling mousse and curling gel, and I don't think there's any other hair product on the market that compares, at least for people with curly hair.
Yeah. That's cool.
And my stylist has told me that it is okay if I continue using Pantene Privy products, just not the shampoo or conditioner. So I feel better about that.
That's good. I have this great hair product that I forgot of kind of until just now. It's Expanda Dust, and it's from Unite, I think is like the brand. It's a voluminizing powder. I'll find a link to it. And my friend used it and recommended it to me, and it is like awesome for adding volume to your hair, which I need, I think, a lot more than you, because your hair is pretty voluminous anyway, but like my hair can be thin and stringy sometimes. So I use that powder, and it's like you can put just a little teeny tiny bit goes a long way, and like I'm not exaggerating about that, like the little tiniest smallest bit is all you need, and I just put that in my hair, and you can like see your hair like grow and puff up and get bigger, which is like kind of cool.
That's neat.
So like, yeah, it's really neat. So I really recommend that. I got it online. I think it might be at Sephora, but I'm not positive, but it's not, I don't think it's in like every Target or CVS or anything like that, but I'll post a link to it.
Okay.
But it's cool.
Did you buy hair thickener once?
I probably did. I feel like I do lots of stuff to try to get my hair to be thicker, because I have really, really fine hair, and I have a ton of it. So it's not like super, super thin, but it's just really fine. So I like try to get thickener products or whatever. I just got this shampoo that I like that is a thickener. Let me check on the brand actually. Because now I'm worried maybe it's Pantene Pro-V and maybe I shouldn't be using it.
Oh, it's L'Oreal. My curls look better. It's L'Oreal.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like that commercial with what's her name, who's like married to Ryan Reynolds and has gorgeous, big, beautiful hair. She's like in the commercials. Yeah, and I was like, she probably never needed her hair to be thicker a day in her life, but she's in this commercial for this like thickening conditioner. Anyway, I like it. It makes my hair thicker, I think. And seems like it works pretty good. But yeah, it's like that L'Oreal thickener conditioner or something.
Okay. I wish they had thinning shampoo. I guess no one wants thin hair.
I know.
Except for me. Well, cool. Is there any other beauty products you want to talk about?
There is one more I want to recommend. I really like BB cream instead of like foundation and powder. It just like works better for me because I like spend like 2 minutes tops doing my makeup, and so it's really easy for me to just put on. And I tried this kind that I got from Sephora, and I really like it. It's a BB cream, and there's like 2 or 3 different shades, and it's supposed to like blend into your skin. And I feel like it does a pretty good job for me. And it's from like Boscia. I don't know how to say this brand, but it's Boscia. And it's just their like BB cream broad spectrum. It says it's got SPF in it. And I just got like their light shade. There's like a light and dark and some other stuff maybe, but they don't have that many shades. And I feel like it blends in and looks good. And I really like it. I would recommend getting
under your foundation or instead of?
Instead of. I use it only. And then sometimes I'll put powder on top of that if I'm, like, really shiny that day. But I just only use this BB cream and that's it. And then I'll put bronzer on top of that. And, or blush depending on what I want to use. And that's, like, all I use. And it's really easy to put on. You just put it on, like, a lotion. Like, this kind works good with your fingers to put it on. So I just, you know, like, wash my hands and then put it on with my fingers and just rub it in, like, a lotion. And then I'm, like, done.
Wow.
I really like it. And it's not for everyone. Like, different people have different things. And, you know, it's not obviously 100% coverage, but.
Every BB cream that I've tried, which I feel like has been, like, maybe half a dozen, it just, like, sits on my face. Like, it doesn't absorb into my face. And I do, like, a lot of coverage. But I have not found that happy medium of – because I feel like right now my regimen is, like – too much. I come across looking like I'm wearing too much makeup, but I think I would rather err on that side than on too little. But I don't know. I need to figure out what my happy medium is, because right now I feel like it's not either my products aren't really matching my skin tone that well, or if it's just too much, I don't know. But BB cream hasn't worked for me in the past, but I'm always willing to try new things.
Yeah, I really like it. It's a little bit more expensive, so maybe you can try it at Sephora. And I also, I feel like I had better luck with the smaller bottle, because there's like two sizes. There's like a small size and a large size. And I feel like the large size just lately has begun to separate a little bit and gotten a little watery. It okay. still works just as good. Like, I feel like I just shake it and put it on my skin, and I have not noticed a difference in the quality on my face at all, but I just don't like it coming out like watery. Yeah. But the small bottle didn't do that, and then I just, you know, you like run out quicker, and then I just got a new bottle. So I feel like for me that worked a little better.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a really good list.
Yeah, I think so. And if you guys have any questions about like our, you know, like this is what works for us, so obviously it's like for our skin types and tone and stuff like that. So if you have any questions on that, email us or comment or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. So you want to do the lightning round?
Sure. What's your rosebud thorn for the week?
Okay. Yeah. My rose, I guess, is our new couch, because I really like it and that was fun. My bud is that next weekend is Michael's birthday, so I think it will be fun to celebrate that. And
yeah,
my thorn, I guess, was calling the cable company, because I hate calling the cable company.
That is such a good thorn. That is everyone's thorn ever.
I know. It's terrible. Yeah. What about you?
Well, my bud is that we are getting together with AJ's cousin and her family next weekend to give them their Christmas gifts, which is just pathetic. But things kept coming up, and we just have these boxes in our living room. And A, I'm really excited to get the boxes out of my living room. And B, I'm also excited to see their faces, because we've been hanging on to these things for quite a while. And then my rose... Yesterday, something happened, and I was like, oh, this is what I can say my rose was, and now I don't remember what it was. Oh, probably the dresser. Us getting the dresser was, pretty awesome. And also, regarding the dresser, I was going grocery shopping when AJ and some friends moved it, so I had no actual physical labor involved, which was also one of the best parts.
Nice.
And Thorn... Man, I don't know. Things are good.
Good. You don't have to have a thorn.
I have to clean my house after this conversation, so I guess that's going to be my thorn.
Yeah, I feel that. I've been doing a lot of cleaning and preparation to move.
I hate cleaning.
I know. I feel like I like only certain kinds of cleaning, and so like cleaning the kitchen. Kind of cleaning? Well, I like cleaning the kitchen. I like the counters and the sink and cleaning the stove. And, like, I feel like it's really satisfying to, like, scrub and you see this all bright, shiny, and new. But, like, the tub, oh, I hate cleaning the tub. I hate scrubbing it. It's hard to reach. It's, like, difficult. It's, like, it's kind of the same kind of cleaning as the kitchen, but it's just, I think it's a lot harder.
So. I think, well, the chores that I hate most, AJ doesn't mind. Thank God.
Nice.
But I think I hate cleaning the ceiling fans the most.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a pain in the ass. And the amount of dust that's up there just grosses me out.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. To all of that.
I think my favorite thing to do is dishes.
Oh, okay.
I like stacking them. I think it's like a puzzle. We don't have a dishwasher, so I like stack them in the dish rack.
Okay. I don't like loading and unloading the dishwasher. I also don't like putting away my laundry, so maybe it's the same thing. I don't know.
Oh, God, I hate laundry so much.
I know. Me too. Least favorite chore.
AJ does it, so I don't have to worry about it.
That's, like, part of our moving in together. Michael's like, oh, I'll do the laundry. Like, I like it. And I was like, thank God, because I hate it. And if it were up to me, I would like send it out. Like, it would wait forever, and then I would pay someone else to do it, because
that's what I used to do. When we lived in Ligonier and there was no laundromat, I would send it out. I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it too, 100%.
Now we have a washer and dryer in the building, so I can't possibly do that anymore, but thank God for AJ.
I still did it, and I had a – well, it was coin-operated, so I had to pay quarters for it anyway. So it's like I either pay for it to do it myself or pay someone else to do it. But now we have one that is just in the basement that we can use anytime. So,
yeah. That'll be good. That is not coin-operated?
No, yeah. It's like free to use, which will That's be good. Awesome. Yeah, nice change. Yeah.
Do you have your own machines or are they shared?
They're shared. They're in the basement. I think there's like two, I think, of each maybe not. I can't remember. I think there's two.
Okay.
That's good. So that'll be good. Yeah.
What are you reading? Is that what we're on? What are you reading?
Yeah. I am reading. I just started reading The Buried Giant, and it's by Kazuo Ishiguro, which I might not be pronouncing that right. And he, it's his first novel in like 10 years, and he wrote Never Let Me Go, I think, is what it's called. And I really liked that, and so I'm trying this. I, like, just started it, but it's good so far, and it's got some kind of, like, fantasy element or, like, magic element to it, I think. So I'm kind of excited to see what it is. Yeah, I feel like he – well, I've only read another one of his books, but I feel like from what I've read about him, each book is, like, set in a really different – place or like location or setting. So I think that will be interesting to see.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you reading?
I am just about to start Looking for Alaska by John Green.
Oh, cool.
And I'm still working through Infinite Jest.
Yeah, how's that going?
Did I already tell you that the internet says that, like, yeah, it's a terrible novel until like page 300?
Oh.
Apparently
can you just
at page
start
300.
At page 300?
Well, no, but apparently at page 300 everything starts making sense and you change your opinion about the book and you think it's brilliant.
I don't know.
And about I'm on that. Page 105 right now.
Okay.
So, and the font is small, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot that has to go into like getting through a page and it's just utterly chaos. It's so chaotic, and I don't know what's happening, and there's, like, new characters all the time, and I feel like I need charts to keep them straight, and the minute I need a chart to read a book, I'm, like, not into it.
Yeah.
But
let me know
I
if
pledge
you get to page
300. Yeah, I'm going to go all the way to 300, and then if it doesn't become, like, amazingly clear at that point, I'm not going to finish.
Okay.
Is how I'm feeling right now, so we'll see.
No, I get that. Keep us posted.
What are you wearing?
That's a good question. Okay. Well, last night I wore, my just like leggings and boots. And then I have this like long black button up shirt that I really like that like, is like long enough where it like covers my butt and stuff. So I really like wearing that a lot and it's like loose and flowy kind of. And I had this like jacket over it that, has black sleeves, but the front is like a green, like a dark green suede, that cool. I got, I think it's Michael Kors. I think I got it from Macy's. So yeah, so I like that outfit a lot. I felt pretty cool.
Are you going to post it?
Oh, I didn't, but I should, I guess. I'll wear it again.
It sounds really trendy. It sounds very New York.
Yeah. 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 I think it probably is. I got it. This is one of the things I got when I went sad shopping after Cisco died and I like got all this cool stuff for lots of money to make me feel better. And it totally did make me feel better. And I think it still looks good. So.
Yeah, no, that's totally reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your favorite outfit?
Well, I bought these like purple, deep, like plum colored slacks a while ago. And then there was a hole right in the butt seam.
Oh, no.
So I finally mended them and I'm wearing them again. So I'm like,
good for you.
About that.
That's awesome. Taking care of clothes.
I'm also afraid that my men job isn't going to hold up and I'm going to like bend down and then I'm going to be in trouble, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay,
I keep
safety
pins at work for that reason.
Okay.
So.
Smart.
So yeah, I'm pretty into that. I'm also very excited because we go shopping every Memorial Day. Like AJ and I will like go buy clothes. And so that is approaching and I just feel like I need new clothes so badly.
Yeah. That'll
so,
be fun. That's good.
I'm trying to hold out until then, but it may or may not work at this point because I'm just really bored with my closet.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. What are you cooking?
Not much, to be honest. So I'm gonna do a ordered meal as our favorite meal. And when we went to clean the apartment, actually, so when we went, we got our keys to the apartment and have been able to get in it. And there was like a beer left in the fridge. And so we drank that while we were like cleaning, and that was pretty fun.
Do you
It
think
was
it
like
was like
a
a welcome to your new home beer?
I like would like to think so, but I think the previous owners just like left and just like left what they didn't want, 'cause there's some like hard ciders in the fridge too that were like, we may not want those. But we definitely
Yeah.
did drink the beer. It was like a stout, imperial stout something or other, but it was fun.
That is really
So that was
fun.
good. Yeah. And then we like we just like ordered pizza and cleaned a little bit and stuff. So
That's fun. That's
that's
a
fun.
fun
Yeah.
thing, I feel like. That's like a bonding thing.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. So what was your what have you been cooking?
Well, today, earlier, I was prepping my breakfast and lunches for the week. And for
Nice.
breakfast, I made these like, well, I'm doing low carb or no carb again. So I made
Okay.
these like egg pancakes, like just really thin, circular shaped eggs. Like you would make an omelet, but I just like flipped it out of the pan, and
Okay.
I put like slices of prosciutto over it and rolled it up and made like a little egg prosciutto wrap.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah, and so you're supposed to eat the eggs at room temperature, like you're supposed to eat the wrap at room temperature. So I'm not sure how that will go because I typically eat eggs hot.
Yeah.
But it sounded really good. And then for lunches, I made this like amazing chicken salad that had like cabbage, shredded cabbage and carrots and like daikon radishes and papaya
Ooh.
in it. And then you make this dressing out of like soy sauce and rice vinegar and
Oh.
fish sauce and lime.
That sounds good.
And so I'm really excited about lunches this week too. So we'll see. They may. I always get concerned because I make everything ahead and I'm not sure like how it's gonna hold up until Friday. But
Right.
we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about those two things so I can link to those recipes.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Cool.
I don't really love making Asian style cold dishes because it involves so much like really specific knife work that I am not very quick at. So it like takes me a long time to like julienne a
Yeah.
papaya.
Yeah.
But it usually always pays off. Like the flavor is always amazing. So I'm hoping that this will too.
Cool. It sounds really good.
Yeah. So I think that's it.
Cool. Okay. Where can we find you?
You can find me at ovenlovenblog.com and on Twitter at Julesy. What about you?
Cool. You can find me at raisedays.com and I'm on Twitter at rclnewton and on Instagram at rainedson.
Cool.
Okay, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.